I have to tell you the truth. It was so humbling to be there among my friends and this, those that had been in the Bible school where I had taught. And God showed me the people that I would be seeing and ministering to and with before I left. Although there were over 500 and something graduates from the Bible school, He sent me to the ones that He designed, and every single time we got together, something exciting in the Lord happened.
Praise.
To just nothing more than hearing the good things that the Lord has started, not just in the Philippines, but all over the world. And I've heard Billy Brim say this so many times about going to the world and coming back and telling others what's going on. She goes, I feel that my greatest call is to be the witness of what is happening. And I want to read this to you. And it's so, you know, we all know this, but in Acts, first chapter, down to verse 8, and Jesus is speaking to them. Well, let's go to 7. And Jesus said, it is not for you to know times and seasons which the Father has put in His own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And praise God, what started in that Bible school is going to the ends of the earth. That was prophesied years ago when Owen Baker started that Bible school. Now, I didn't only just see the people that I knew in the past. I have this overload of new friends that I met, praise God. But with the churches that I visited and shared with that were from the Antioch grads, I cannot explain to you the fruit that is coming forth from that. And the exciting thing is they're all waiting for the day that they get to come over here and share the good news with us.
Amen.
They said, oh, America needs us. Yes. You know, we're going to Japan, we're going to the Netherlands, we are going to China, we're going to Cambodia, but you need us in America. And I'm saying, you know, we do. We need you as a body of Christ from another area to come in as well and join with us. There's one great big giant body of Christ.
Amen.
A lot of people don't see that, but it's so important. I was blessed to have a wonderful place to stay. The Lord provided with one of the young people there. He is now married to a young lady who is working in Singapore. She is a nurse. She's also one of our grads. And I literally had a house with a bedroom with a bed that he didn't sleep on the floor. And these type of blessings. I don't know how to tell you what is happening other than there is an explosion among the Asian people. I was told this years ago when we had this big teaching on Windows 4, what is it?
1040 window.
And how the Filipinos would be part of that group of going out and reaching out. And they're doing that. I just have to give you a few little signals of what happened on the exact time that I was there. I myself learned a great deal by going to the different churches and seeing the different atmospheres, the different personalities of the churches and the people and where they were and their level walking with God. And it seemed like the more I would go to churches, or sometimes we would have Bible studies during the day and some at night, and I got to minister many times during the week. And it built, and it built, and it built until the last Sunday. Last Sunday was a blowout time. It was wonderful. It was like the Holy Spirit just really ministered to so many people. And what was happening is the pastors, each one would say, many of our people are going cold. And then you came in a time to shake us up.
Praise God.
Praise the
He said we had forgotten some of the prophecies that God had given us and some of the direction he had given us, but we are on fire again. Thank you for coming. The only message the Lord would allow me to share the whole time was about the glorious church of Jesus Christ and his soon return. To get their act together, so to speak, and let's go ahead and be the full body of Christ that he wants us to be. And it was amazing. There were healings. There were this one lady that I really greatly appreciate our body to continue to pray for. Her name is Angelina. She's an older lady that has a brain tumor and was told that she would be dead within a matter of just a few weeks. I met her the second day I was there. As a group, we went and prayed for her. I prayed for her weekly. I think when I was in the Philippines, of course, we went to Thailand for a couple of weeks. But it was beautiful to see her improvement, her recovering. From the first day we went, she was in bed and couldn't get out of bed. The next week we went, she was sitting up. The next week she was singing praises sitting up. The pressure in her eyes from the tumor had decreased. Her eyes were so swollen they were poking out. And they were beginning to withdraw that swelling. The doctors were going to see her, I think, next week. And I just believe that we're just going to continue to stand that she is totally whole.
Amen.
I would appreciate, you know, our continued prayer for her as a group.
Yes.
I have to say, it was so special to me that it was almost like a big vacation because it was just like, everything, I cannot tell you that. I mean, I was just treated like a queen. When I just wouldn't, in awe of how they went out of their way to be kind and show the love of God. One thing that happened with me that just really just topped off one of the parts of the trip was years ago when we would walk through a squatter's area to get to the Bible school. It would be all these little children running around, and all the English they knew was hello. So I named them the Hello Kids. And four generations of Hello Kids had greeted me over the years. And I had the opportunity to go and to teach in a school very near the old Bible school. So I said, hey, I've got to go down that street. They said, but there's nobody there. I said, let me go down that street. As soon as I got there, I saw some of the family. And I hopped out of the car before they even stopped. And I said, you know, what's going on? I said, there's my friend. And that's what she used to do with me. When I walked by, she would run out. This was the mama of the clan. And she would go, my friend, my friend, my friend. And she'd give me a great big hug. Well, there she is. She's almost 80 years old now. She has children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And now the new children are coming out. And automatically, hello, hello. They want to touch. And it was just such a surprise. It was so great. And we visited because Mama got saved years ago when we ministered to the children on the street. And now her whole clan have come into, you know, I don't know how much that is happening throughout, but I believe everywhere the word goes forth, it will not come back void. And what I'm telling you, these special things is because you need to know this. What I wasn't here last week, but there were words of knowledge and words of prophecy given to you that you must hold on to. You will see those things come to pass. He will perform everything he promised.
Amen.
Well, I got to share the church that evening, and it's crowded. It is a mass of people. And I look up, and there's my friend Alicia. And as always, she goes, my friend, my friend. And she was in church, and she brought a whole parcel of her grandkids.
Glory to God.
So, God, you know, God is working. And even for us, when we look around, we think, you know, I don't see it happening. I don't see it. You know, my family, but it is happening.
Amen.
It is. The word works. God is faithful. If there's anything that I learned, that God is faithful. Amen. My body wanted to quit a time or two, climbing up the mountains and stuff like that and stairs. But you know, it was a breeze really, because he was with us, all of us that were ministered. In Thailand, there's an exciting thing that's going on, because in Thailand, the first time I went, there was 0.1% Christians, and now we're up to about 10%.
Wow.
So it's happening, praise God. God is working throughout the world, amen. Thank you so much for your prayers and being behind me financially and in everywhere. I appreciate the encouraging words that I received. Just now, it looks like we'll be going back if the Filipinos have anything to do with it. They said, oh, you know, they're already making arrangements. I said, well, let's just wait and be directed by God, okay? I'm not going to promise yet. We'll see what happens as he leads us, not just an emotional thing, but know that he is truly with us this time, as he was this time. Amen. So thank you so much. God bless everyone.
Praise God. Wasn't that good?
Oh, of course.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't really need the mic, I don't guess.
Yeah, you do.
I've got a loud mouth anyway. But I just want to say that I have special feelings and special honor with Sister Nadine going and being a missionary, because I was the one that got to ordain her.
Oh,
praise God.
I didn't know that.
Many years ago, yes.
How cool is that?
I was asked and honored. We went to your mother and dad's house there and had that service.
Yeah.
And so I just feel honored.
Awesome.
I just had a great part in that.
That's
and
good.
I just want to encourage you, anything and everything that you do for missions, just know what a blessing that it is. I remember back years ago, I was in a different church organization, and we gathered up, they made up a little thing, and it had little slots in it that held dimes, and we gathered up dimes, and I think when you got that field, you had a dollar, I think is what it was, because it was way back, and a dollar meant a lot more than it does now, but that happened to be for Indian missions. But whatever that you do,
yeah.
God, he's keeping a record.
That's
praise
right.
God.
Right.
And I heard of the wonderful way that you were benefactors to help Nadine to go. And your blessings are just, they're just mounting up in glory.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. That's exactly
Lord.
Right. Well, that you took the words right out of my mouth, Sister Nadine. I was going to say, what other form of investment can you do in this life where not only does the promise come that you'll be given more back in return in a monetary sense in this life,
amen,
we can expect a harvest on the seed that we sow, and fruit for eternity. I mean, you know, if you invest well in the stock market, you might get some monetary returns, but there's nothing laid up in eternity.
That's right.
Okay, unless you've done something with it to the glory of God or for the gospel. But I'm just saying, that's a monetary return, but nothing in eternity. You are planning for eternity, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm talking to the right crowd, aren't I?
Yes.
You know, this life is that quick. That quick. I discovered this yesterday. I was in a harrowing near-death experience in Houston traffic that I don't wish to elaborate on too much this morning, but let's suffice it to say that my life flashed before me very quickly in about a 3-second period as I was wedged between a cement wall and an 18-wheeler on Belfort Service Road going about 30-something miles an hour. But God protected me, and the word he had given me, talking about the value of the word, that morning was Psalm 145:19. It says, well, I'll read it to you. I said, Lord, what's my word for the day? And this is what he gave me. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. And he doesn't have to do that, does he? That's just a bonus. He fulfills our desires, those things that are dear to our heart. But the part of the verse that I really liked, that was my yesterday part, he hears their cry and saves them. And when I cried out to Jesus, as metal is grinding and plastic is shredding and I'm hearing noises and seeing this truck close in on me and the wall push me into him, and it was like being pushed into a grinder until he clipped unloose from me and went on down the road and I was free, praise the Lord. But I cried out, Jesus. And he hears the cry of those who fear him and he saves them. Hallelujah. So I just say that to say the word is valuable. That's just a little hors d'oeuvre. But the word is valuable. That's how precious revelation is. God gave me that promise before the day began. And within an hour or two, I was living it. But God's good. He kept me. Hallelujah. But let me say this. We are storing up for eternity. Your money going into offerings, your money going into missions, because we sent with this. This was a sending that we had a big part in, and you invested in Nadine, and you have sent your seed into the ground. You've got seed there in the Philippines now. You may not go yourself, but she went on your behalf. And there's a biblical principle that says when the victory happens on the battlefield, the spoils are divided between those who went to war and those who stayed behind with the stuff. Well, you stayed behind with the stuff. And we're here maintaining the church. Amen? Amen? We kept the lights on for Nadine so she'd have a home to come back to. Amen. But you have a part, and your seed sown is bearing fruit for eternity. Eternity will tell what that money that you put in as seed toward that mission trip will produce. Plus, you have the benefit, the added benefit of God blessing you in this life. I mean, what a return. What a return.